All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. They'll eat your guts and spit them out. And when your bones begin to rot, the worms remain, but you do not. So don't ever laugh as a hearse goes by, for someday you'll be next in line. And when death brings his cold despair, ask yourself, will anyone care?
Macabre may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, wait, no. You said the word fell, right?
Oh, no, goosebumps.
Pop
it. Okay. Every sound now. I just picked this up and then dropped it, and then I went, and it was me.
Yeah.
I just
maybe
got full body chills.
Word. Maybe it's yeah. that word.
Oh, my God.
Connected back to the other thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You probably are onto something.
Well,
that's terrifying. Okay.
Next round.
Right.
Historical travel buddies. Would you rather travel with the circus for a year, picking whatever act you wanted, fire breather, bearded lady, etc., or road trip with the Grimm brothers and collecting all the disturbing fairy tale stories in the dark forest?
Ooh.
Heck yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, I think
brothers
that's easy.
Heads down.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah.
Agreed.
Right?
So yeah.
Fun.
So cool.
Mm-hmm. Also, I definitely think I'd be kicked out of the circus very quickly because I would witness, like, I would witness one instance of animal abuse and
same.
I would lose my goddamn mind.
Right.
So I don't think I would last
the line and they're like,
in that situation.
I just saw what you did, you know, like,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm on the lion side. I'm going to make sure he eats your ass now. I'm, well, not like that. You know,
ass
what I mean.
First.
Yes.
driving conditions.
Anyways.
Okay. Would you rather see the lady in white every time you sneeze or have the headless horseman appear every single time you get into a vehicle?
Huh.
Nope.
Is he inside
the
vehicle?
Just kind of off to the side and like the side shoulder, probably shoulder of the road. Yeah, or following you.
Or following you.
I think that the headless horseman is one of my hear me outs. So
there.
Yeah. See? Easy question. Easy question.
That's easy for me.
That's a good one.
I'll agree with you on that one. Mm-hmm. I think I'll go Headless Horseman too. Maybe it would help my road rage.
So yeah. I feel like he would give me like protector energy almost. Oh. And not so much like he would be out to get me more. So like, I'm going to guide you on your quest.
Going to work.
I got you. Here we are.
Yeah.
Whereas.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go. Let's go, friend.
I'm gonna be the oddball and go lady in white. I don't sneeze all that.
Well, now
often,
I know why.
So...
two of us definitely went hands down. Very quick answer with the headless horseman because we sneeze all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The idea of a headless guy following me or appearing outside my car would terrify me.
I have a big
really?
Pet peeve with sneezing. Like that's my number one pet peeve.
Yes.
I hate it, which is irrational and rude of me. And I understand that I am the problem, but I'm fine with one sneeze. I'm even fine with two sneezes. But if you sneeze more than once in a series of sneezes, let's say,
they can't
kill yourself. No. And it's always when I'm talking. I don't know why it is. Maybe that's when I'm noticing it the most. But it's like, I have to remind myself it is a involuntary bodily function. But also, I did Google it. You can control your sneezes. No. Okay. You can. Yes, you can. You can get it out. You can get it out. You don't need to just, you know, put some like oomph in. Use your diaphragm. Get it out.
Heck yeah.
You know, that's what Google says. So that's what I'm telling everyone else. For my sake, please, no more than two sneezes. Otherwise, get the fuck out of my house. I can't do this.
Public service announcement. Yes,
that's my one thing. Please don't do that. Oh, my God.
I don't blame you.
I hate it so much. I had a mom who, yeah, and I had a mom who, have a mom. She's still very much here, but she has a very big aversion to any bodily function noise. And so, like, growing up as a kid, it was like, you have to keep. So if I could keep my sneezes in check, so can you. Okay, that's my,
I like that.
That's my thing. Anyways, Caroline tells me I'm crazy and that that's not a valid pet peeve.
I disagree.
It's like telling someone to stop breathing.
It is. You're not, like, actually. Nope. It's not the same thing.
I guess it's not the same thing.
I don't know what it's called. There's a medical term for it, but it's like when you have this irrational anger against certain types of noises. Because I have that for people that chew with their mouth open.
My friend has that. I don't know what it is, but it started with my brother when we were kids sitting at the table, and he was just like, you know, I'm like sitting with my fork, like, you know?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes.
Maybe this all stems from having siblings. Maybe that's
Are you the older sibling?
Me too.
Maybe.
So that makes so much sense now.
Yep. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so is Caroline.
I don't think I have anything like that though.
Yeah. No? You're much kinder.
Same.
I can't think of anything.
You're a better sister than I.
My poor brother, he's probably listening.
You have a sister, and I had brothers. I had brothers.
Yes,
I have brothers.
So probably, I feel like that is different.
That's totally it. Mm-hmm. Okay, Victorian occupational hazards. So, would you rather be an actor on the set of The Wizard of Oz, where the air is filled with asbestos and Munchkins gone wild, or be a Victorian era product tester where medicinal cocaine is the least of your worries?
I know what my answer is. That's easy. Yeah. Wizard of Oz, baby.
Mm-hmm. Wizard of Oz.
If I could meet Judy Garland, I don't care what happens to me. She was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Be in her presence. Be...
Heck yeah.
Yes.
That's my favorite movie. So
yeah, I'm going to go with you because that is just temporary for whatever happens. And it was rough, but I mean,
exactly.
I mean, asbestos, that will last. But some of that stuff that you had to test in the Victorian era, just
Wizard of Oz, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. Is that our second full agreement?
I agree.
Or am I missing one?
I think we have another one.
Yeah, I think it's our third. Oh no! Oh, here we go. Some more. Oh, there it is. Okay, funny one. Kind of funny. Ultimate death scene. Would you rather die by grape somehow? You can determine how. Or be killed by a tortoise. The slowest, most humiliating demise imaginable.
I don't know how to answer this.
Have you guys ever seen that YouTube video of the grape guy? And he's like, I'm going to grape you in the mouth. And he like runs around the house.
Oh my gosh, that brings me back.
Oh my gosh.
I totally forgot about that.
Oh my God.
Until you said it. I need to find that now.
Yeah.
It was awful. You're like
really horrible. Honestly, shaped who I am today, probably, but awful. My answer would be great.
I love the buildup.
For that reason.
I don't know. I almost choked on a grape when I was very small and died, but
Okay, wait, hold on a second. What are we talking about? Actual grapes?
I'm talking about a literal man dressed as a grape. Yep. So yeah, that's.
Oh yeah. Okay, I'll go with that. Yeah, that's better than what I thought it was.
Yeah,
I think I am too.
I think I'm gonna go tortoise.
Yeah. So are you alive the entire time?
What if you just stuck your neck like under its mouth and you were like,
I would.
Right there.
Well, the story that we covered is about a guy that a tortoise got dropped on his head and it killed him.
Oh, that's
because
quick.
A bird was carrying a tortoise and they like to drop them on rocks.
Oh, yeah.
So he thought
to break them open,
the bird
the
thought
guy
he
spoiled.
Was a rock. Yeah. Oh my gosh. When I saw that, I was like, no way. And I looked it up and I'm like, no, this is real. And the reason, so it was so funny because he had been staying in his house like forever because he had heard from a prophet, like, you're going to die by a house falling on your head. And so he thought that it meant his house, like his roof was going to cave in or something. So he spent so much time outside and lo and behold, it wasn't his house. It was a tortoise's house that did it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Right?
Okay, honestly, fuck that prophet. That really... was so like... vague. Like, come on. You're leading him into a trap here. Okay. All right. That was rude.
Definitely should not take any advice from
We leave a Google review for that prophet. That was not good. My goodness. Also, what kind of bird can lift a tortoise?
An eagle. Yeah.
What kind of bird was that? An eagle.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I read that, I was like, but yeah, I think that I'd have to go out that way. I live a weird life, and so why not go out in a weird way?
Fair. That's fair.
There's more. Yeah. There's more that we covered in that list. Like the guy that ate a whole goose and then was like, where is my Jesta? And then he came in and he's like slathered in butter laying in bed without any clothes on because he's uncomfortable. And the jester's like, what's happening? Yeah. That.
What?
Or the Duke. I think it was a Duke who ate the whole goose, had some nasty indigestion after eating a whole goose. I mean, like you would. And this whole time he was like looking for his jester. He's like, I need somebody to make me laugh and happy. And so his poor jester comes in. He goes, so what's going on here? Tell me a joke. You know, I need to get through this. And so this guy has, you know, we've all been there, ladies, but the digestional ghosts just haunting. Yes. Yes.
The toots. Okay. Yeah. Just wanted to be on the same page here.
Yeah.
I see.
And he's like
the haunted bowels. Yeah. Yes.
Echoes in the chamber.
The echoes in the chamber.
I love that. I'm going to start using that just anytime. Be like, I feel there's some echoes in the chamber.
My chambers are echoing. Yes.
I love it.
So much fancier.
But yeah, this jester's like, dude, what do you want for me? And he's like, well, I need a laugh, you know? I'm just really not having a good time right now. I'm in a lot of pain. And he's just like laying on his bed, like no clothes on, like really going through it. And so this jester tells this joke about a donkey and a date. I don't know the rest, but basically it wasn't that funny. But apparently the Duke laughed so hard he died and kind of shit himself. Yeah. So the whole like build up to how I read it and like how I found the story, I was like, this sounds like this belongs in Monty Python. Like,
it
was so funny.
Like, who thought of this? I feel like the moral of the story here is do not eat a whole goose.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad idea.
Probably not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's
and it was before Tums were invented. It's just a bad idea. Right? Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Here we go. Worst one night stand ever. Would you rather have a one night stand with Rasputin, the man whose junk was allegedly outliving him and the tool of Russia, or hook up with someone who looks like they might have syphilis, but you aren't quite sure?
Oh, go for it. Go for it. For me. Rasputin. Obviously. He's my hear me out.
Yeah.
Just picture that.
Animated ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. It's a bad one because it's like, I don't know. Did he have syphilis? Because he,
right?
Probably. Right. He probably had something going on.
Mm-hmm. At least you're going to have a good time.
Exactly. Yeah.
But what if I'm in love with the person who looks like they might have syphilis?
That is a good point.
And there you go.
Well,
so much more wholesome.
But that wouldn't be a one-night stand, though.
But still.
Oh, it's a one-night stand. Oh, yeah. I think so, yeah.
You know?
Right?
And they might.
What if the headless horseman looked like he might have syphilis, but he wants to fuck you?
I think I'm going to go for syphilis. You on that one. Because it's a might. It's a might.
And if you get it, it's just a little shot of penicillin and you're all good, right?
Yeah, are we? Yes. No, can we cure it?
Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, syphilis is cured.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
But in this hypothetical situation, are we able to cure it? Okay.
Definitely doing that. Okay. I see that look on your face,
changing my answer.
Rasputin for sure.
Split the room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've heard the stories.
Mm-hmm. We can, we can commiserate afterwards
the whole time.
Yep.
Because if it was, you know, like, especially after doing like all this research and knowing about what he did the whole time, I would just be like, so did you do that?
I just feel like he would irritate me. I feel like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
After everything
he did. People thought he was so charming, right? People were just like mesmerized by him and thought he was so charming. Yeah. And
it's all about the ride.
Ladies, man, you know?
Wait, wait. It really is. Yes. I want to have a story to tell. That would be a good one.
Oh, hey, we get a nice little nerdy one now. This is Night with Poe. Would you rather knock back absinthe with Edgar Allan Poe in a dingy 19th century tavern, drunkenly debating whether ravens make good pets, or go ghost hunting in a cemetery with him where he keeps reciting the telltale heart just to mess with you?
So Caroline named her cat after Edgar Allan Poe.
Aww.
Yeah. Which makes sense because he lived in Charleston too. So
that's so cute.
And that's where I get him.
So
yeah. I think I like the first one.
Heck yeah.
Knocking back shop with Edgar Allan Poe.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Pub. Yeah. Go pub. Unanimous?
Excellent. Same. Yes. And this is real absinthe. Mm-hmm. Like, you're seeing shit absinthe.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's buckle up. Let's do it.
Absinthe is a time. If you don't like the flavor of anise, you're so screwed. But it does the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you had absinthe?
Yeah.
Like the real stuff?
Real absinthe?
One of the episodes we were...
I drank absinthe for our first drunk history episode, and I covered the emu war. And it sucks because I first had it in college, and back then it's like, okay, we didn't have the stuff to make it correctly, so it was just like straight out of the bottle. You took two sips, and you immediately felt it in the center of your forehead. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was wild.
It's wild.
That is wild. Sure. Okay. I would like to try that. That sounds
some
like
places do carry it. I don't think it's technically illegal in the States anymore. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've had like a version of it, but it's not the real absinthe.
Yeah.
It's they like have a red one too I want to try. I wonder what that tastes like, but the green one.
Classic.
Don't they call it like the green fairy or something?
It's such a cool
like
story.
That. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Which just sounds
I
fun.
Saw the green fairy.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
So awesome.
I saw it.
I saw
at the bottom of a bottle.
Let's see. I already lost my spot. Oh, there it is. Okay. Worst housekeeping gig ever. Would you rather be a maid at the Hinterkaifeck farm where your job duties include sweeping endless amounts of muddy footprints that weren't made by anyone in the house, or be a maid at the La Lurie mansion where your daily tasks include trying not to make eye contact with Madame La Lurie, lest you become her next experiment?
Oh my god.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Zoomies.
Okay, so I just loud. Had a... Nah, are you okay, baby?
Yeah, I was goodness. Like, anybody else about have a heart attack?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Emily, are you okay?
Okay, it's fine. She... No.
That, I would have liked that.
Now that I know.
That would have given me a
literal... At first, I couldn't tell if that was coming from me or from you, one of you guys. I was like, either way, I'm scared. I think she's also traumatized, if you can see her little face over there. She's like, what did I just do? No, I had some boxes in the hallway, and I think she just knocked them over. So, yeah. The joy of having cats. This is why if someone ever breaks into my home, I won't actually know for sure if it's a cat or a person.
I know.
This happens all the time.
Is it somebody walking down my hallway, or is it Aria?
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. So I'm so sorry.
No, that is
please
totally
continue.
Fine. We definitely have had some cat mishaps in our episodes too. So, you know, we'll leave that in. It's funny.
Oh my God.
So, do you want to be a maid at the Hinter Kaifak farm or a maid at the La Lurie mansion? Okay, I'm going Hinter Kaifak because the maid actually left. The old maid did. So I'm hoping I'm the old maid, not the new maid.
The one who left like a year prior or something?
Yeah, that's my vote.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
I think I agree. Dealing with whatever was in the attic at the La Lurie mansion. Yeah.
Well, and I feel like if I was a maid at the La Lurie mansion, I probably would not be having a great time either.
Oh, no.
By her hands. So, yeah, no. I love New Orleans so much, and I love going on ghost tours in New Orleans. And that is one place that I have felt the heebie-jeebies every single time that I walk by. And I'm like, I can't. I don't want to be here. This is horrible.
No.
Yeah. Yep. So, no.
So, I did the tour back in, I think it was April. Was it April this year? Oh, my gosh. Time goes so fast. Yeah, I think it was April this year, and I didn't know where it was or, like, what it looked like, and the group was, like, taking us down that one road, and I got to this one spot, and I was like, that's gotta be it, because I felt like I wanted to throw up.
Yes!
Like, I got the instant it, and then there were so many different tours around, so, you know, I mean, it's hard to know where you were, and then they were like, yeah, this is it, and I was like, oh, my God, yeah, it's terrible.
Well, I don't know about your tour guide, but like my tour, I've done two tours there, and both tour guides, they wouldn't walk on the same side of the street as the,
it's on the house. Side.
They have to, they like, we won't walk by it.
Yeah.
And it kept me up at night. Like I love ghost tours in Charleston. We did them all the time. I love them so much. But like, that was the first time that when I went home, I felt like a looming dread. It's like, I can't.
Yeah.
So no, I don't want to be there.
Never.
I don't want to go to there.
At least. Yeah. I don't know how people live in that house.
Yeah. That's what's crazy. And it's like a cursed property, kind of, right? Because they keep.
Yeah, definitely.
The owners keep like selling it, and there's like been fires and weird stuff that's happened in it. It's like, wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tear it down.
Yes. Burn it down. It's fine.
Okay. A ghostly good night or a medieval misery?
Ooh.
Okay. Would you rather be given the cold shoulder in the medieval fashion, which means you're served an actual cold piece of meat as a polite way of being told to get the F out? Your social standing plummets, you're never invited to another feast, and before you know it, you're the weird peasant muttering to yourself in the village square about how they used to respect me at court, or be kissed on the forehead every night by the ghost cowboy at the Stanley Hotel. You tuck yourself in only to feel the spectral caress of a phantom cowboy. I feel like I should be reading this in the voice. Okay, I can, I guess. Sorry, Mom. Okay. Be kissed on the forehead every night by the ghost cowboy at the Stanley Hotel. You tuck yourself in only to feel the sweet spectral caress of the phantom cowboy tipping his hat and whispering,
sleep now, Sildaro. Is it oddly comforting or is it horrifically intimate? Either way, you're in a relationship.
I have full body chills. That was amazing. I love that. Thank you.
My mom's probably not loving it, but it's okay.
That was incredible, yes. Is that what your mother sounds like?
Thank you.
Beautiful. I know. That's so, yeah, that was soothing.
She's probably in the future somewhere going, yeah, that's right. See, somebody knows my voice for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. She can call me and tell me anything she wants in that voice. I would love to hear that. That sounds so nice.
Because, yeah, for a while there, we were afraid to use it on the show, but we got permission. We got permission. I'm not picking on you, Mom.
Good. Good. No. I'm going to go with the cowboy. I think you really sold that to me.
Right?
Yeah.
I like
that. That sounds nice.
It sounds lovely. Right? A boyfriend without the attachment.
Just a tucking in.
Without the commitment. Yeah. Just the intimacy. Yeah. That sounds nice. My boyfriend, if he listens to this, is going to be like, what the fuck?
But right?
No, this is still kind
of
nice.
At the end of the day, be like, thanks.
Be nice. You're never alone in that situation.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to go out with the cowboy, too. Okay. Who wants to eat cold meat and be like, get out.
Easy.
Really? I would never recover. Yeah, see? So.
I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah. Caroline is a vegetarian, too. So, like,
so bad.
That would be even more of a slap in the face.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we talked about that on the episode, it would like, escalate from there, even. Like, it would start with a cold meat, and then after that, they would, like, just start, like, pretending you weren't even in the house. Like, literal ghosting you. And it was like, medieval people were rude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was like, mean girls.
Yeah.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Okay, this one is, nature is actively trying to kill you. And it's, would you rather come into contact with giant hogsweed, a plant so aggressively evil that its sap turns your skin into a ticking time bomb, exposed to the sunlight, it blisters like you're angered the gods themselves somehow. And just when you think you're healing, surprise, the reaction comes back for months, like a toxic ex who just won't let go. Or brush up against bladderwort, a plant that may or may not ruin your life in an unpredictable way. Maybe you just get a little itchy. Maybe your digestive system decides to start a rebellion. Maybe both. Who knows?
Well, that's right. Already happening.
Is there bladderwort in this house?
Yeah.
The only guarantee with the bladderwort is that your body will definitely be suffering in random and creative ways. Like me now. No, I would definitely go with bladderwort. Because it's not new.
Me too.
I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can fight
more
that
of a, like
battle.
A chance with it, you know? The other one sounds really starting blistering of the skin for sure.
Yeah.
I also feel like for those who chose the toilet death, you know, that could be that could be the reason why.
Exactly.
It could all tie together.
Just write a note.
Exactly.
Every time you're like, okay, this could be bad.
Bladderwort.
Written on the wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bladderwort. Oh. I don't know what you'd be writing with. But...
Just always keep like a Sharpie somewhere close by.
Yes.
It wasn't bread.
For situations like that.
It was bladderwort.
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Hi. One night at a party that you'll never forget. Or will you survive? Would you rather party for one wild night with the Manson family, where the vibes start off all peace, love, and LSD, until Charles, or Charlie, decides that he's going to start rambling on about Helter Skelter, and suddenly you're in a situation that is very much not a place of escape? Or attend the Italian Hall Christmas party in 1913, where a mystery voice just yells fire in a crowded hall of over 400 people, sending a joyous holiday celebration into absolute panic and tragedy. Ooh, yeah, this is rough.
That one's really hard.
That one's really hard.
I'm doing the town hall.
I feel like this is easy for me.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm interested to know both sides of this here because I don't know.
For me, I feel like town hall just because if there's so many people, if people are trying to get their because what happened in this case was their fire escape was not up to code. It was in a mining town, early 1900s, where it's like, oh man, like nobody would have, even if they would have tried, it opened up basically to a brick wall in the back of a building that could not hold people. Otherwise, you had a flight of stairs. It was a two-story town hall. And what happened was people had died on their way down the stairs and then trying to make it out of the main door. Really rough.
Oh, gosh.
In total, out of that, you know, hundreds of people, 75 people perished. So I'm like, I feel like in a case like that, it's like, okay, if we can try to calm people down and try to like get a lot of people out of the way and be like, don't do this, it would be way better than I think trying to talk sense into Charles Manson.
No.
Right.
That seems like impossible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Was there actually a fire?
They just
there was.
And I think that that yelled fire actually was hired by somebody to do it.
Oh God. Okay. So what's the Charles Manson side?
Manson. So my case is just one night. You said one night to party with the Manson family. I mean, that could be a good time and a good story. They did have a lot of people in and out of their parties that weren't directly connected to the Manson family. You know what I mean? Just, you know, it was
karate.
Was it
Karate
happening.
Joe?
Karate Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Karate Dave or something like that. Yeah. Karate Dave. But yeah, I'm like, what a hell of a story that would be to be like, I actually went to a Manson party and it was weird. And then I left.
I think you can convince me about Manson. I think Manson for me. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to get trampled.
Right? Yeah, the thought of being trampled is so terrifying. Yeah.
Sounds
really scary. That reminds me of the what was it called? The shirtwaist or shirt?
The Triangle Shirtwaist Factory.
Yeah. Triangle Shirtwaist Factory. Yes. Yeah. Just what you said about like none of the fire escapes being up to code and like OSHA.
Yep.
You know. Kind of started after that, I think.
So bad. And then the fact that the elevator didn't work.
Corporate shenanigans.
And then all those people fell down that. Yeah, that story is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, the question of like, what radicalized you? Honestly, listening to a podcast about the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory, I was like,
Oh,
that changed my.
Right?
That and changed my view on a lot
so
of things.
And to know that they were one of the only people that got into the tabloids about that, and you knew that that was almost every single working environment back then. It's just awful.
Yeah.
So awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that crazy. We did that in season one, too. And that episode, when I was researching it, pissed me off.
Yes. I remember being so angry when I listened to it. And working in construction, people complain about OSHA quite often. I've complained about OSHA before.
Yep.
But it is a necessary evil. Mm-hmm. 100%. They are there for a reason and it is very,
very
helpful.
I know. Anytime you think about something at work, that's the first thing I think of now is like, well, at least it's not the Triangle Cove Waste Factory. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
I forgot about this one now. Okay. Kind of going back to a funny one. This one is called Ghostly Blue Balls or Cannibalistic Red Flags. Would you rather have a run-in with a paranormal cock block? You're finally about to seal the deal and bam, a ghost slams a door, flickers the lights, and whispers, "I'm watching you," in your ear just to kill the mood. No matter where you go, it's this pervy little Victorian specter
actively preventing you from getting ever the lucky again, and hope that you enjoy a lifetime of cold showers and ghostly judgment, or find out your significant other is, quote, curious about cannibalism, and not just in a fun horror movie kind of way. No. They've been researching it, maybe dropping one or too many jokes about it, and the probably how you would taste good comments, and then suddenly dinner conversations feel way more sinister.
Eating you out has a whole new meaning.
You're like, wait a minute. Yes.
Did you wait. Bring a fork?
That cockwalk.
Yeah. Is that A1 sauce in the bed? What is
I did not sign up.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That guy needs a cockwalk.
Let's spend the Victorian Spectre over to that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think I would have to be cockwalked by the ghost.
Yeah. Same. I don't think he could. I don't think he would slow me down. I don't think he would stop me.
Be like, you want to join in, or like, what is your deal?
Watch, bud. It's fine.
Yeah, be like, at least you're getting some kind of action over there in the pet, you know, previous, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, I think I'm with you on that. I couldn't handle the other one.
No. No, God, no.
It's horrible.
That's, right? Who do you tell? Right? Like, and who do you talk to about that?
Of a situation like that? Do you be like, hey, I'll see you next Tuesday. And then literally pack your shit up and go. Like, oh.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
It's like, I can't see anymore because you're a cannibal.
Don't ever call me again. I'm really blind. Right. You.
Yeah.
That's when ghosting is appropriate.
Yes, absolutely.
In that situation, it is.
Yep. Ghosting, change your name, you know, leave the country.
Yeah.
Get as far away as possible.
Oh, that just gave me the
look. Oh, God.
No. All right. Speaking of Victorian, we're on to Victorian Terror versus Flightless Fury. Oh, boy. Okay. Would you rather take your chances with Spring-Heeled Jack, the Victoria-era demon man who leaps out of the shadows, breathes blue flame in your face, and may or may not have Freddy Krueger-style claws, or fight an emu, which, if history has taught us anything, is a battle you are almost guaranteed to lose? The Australian military literally lost a war against these prehistoric deathbirds because they're fast, aggressive, and built like colossal raptors with an attitude problem. I think I want to take on Spring-Heeled Jack because if he tried that, I really would want to punch him in the nuts. And he kind of deserves it. I can't punch an emu in the nuts.
I would go for Spring-Heeled Jack because I don't want to fight a bird.
Right.
No. I love animals.
Yeah. Exactly. I think I would just lay down and die. I'd be like, you're a dinosaur. I'm not going to win this.
No, I'm not going to win.
No. Yeah. Yeah. And a man, I feel like enough rage, I could, gather enough rage to kill any
man.
That
is a threat.
That is a threat.
I'm with you on that.
So.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't try me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do not. Jack.
Yep. Definitely.
I think we're unanimous on this one, too.
Next one. The Lost Colony versus the Island of the Damned. So, would you rather live in the colony of Roanoke, where everything starts out fine and dandy, until one day, poof, the entire population mysteriously disappears without a trace? Your neighbors? They're gone. Your food supply? Definitely gone. Any idea what's going on? F that. I don't. Or live on Paveglia Island, where you'll find yourself on this island that first had a plague quarantine station, later had a mental asylum. The air smells like death, literally. And at night, you hear the whispers of long dead souls who probably didn't get their medication on time.
The Lost Colony.
Yeah.
Second one sounds...
I agree.
Really bad.
I'm going with Roanoke.
I would agree as well.
Yeah. I think we're unanimous on that, too.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather let enemy soldiers into your home for supper or be a test subject for a surgical operation while awake during a time when anesthesia, I can't talk, was nothing more than a bit of cocaine and maybe a glass of whiskey?
Ooh. What am I cooking for dinner?
If we're going with the Vinkin episode, it would be one little chicken and a potato. Okay. That's all you have.
It's men in uniform.
Men in uniform.
But they're in that case, they're young, they're like teenage aged enemy soldiers. So I don't know. I think I would go with the enemy soldiers. You can talk.
I think I agree.
I think knowing me, I would sit them down and be like, listen, I'm going to change your entire worldview. Right? If we just talk about it, you'll change your mind.
Exactly.
I can fix you.
No, I'm that's that my way problem. Too. It's like, okay, I think I could maybe talk myself out of that situation. And there is no way I am doing a surgical anything. So, especially awake.
Absolutely not.
No, thank you. I've been there, done that. All right. Yeah. So I had to have something removed from my nose twice while I was awake. And it was awful because they were like, oh, we'll give you some Novocaine. Well, the Novocaine needle is this long and is pretty thick. And I was not put under for that. And they went up the first time. They went up through my cartilage in my nose all the way up to my eye. And then the second time, because of the scar tissue, they had to go up underneath my right side of my top lip and go up the same route. I'm sorry. It was the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. Not great. I'm sorry.
Absolutely not. My body actually physically hurt.
No.
It doesn't sound like fun.
It was awful.
Oh my God.
Which, hey, Hallie, I didn't even tell you about my story about the neti pot. Yes, that's why I can't do a neti pot. We found that out. That's a long story.
Does it come out of your eye or something?
So, okay. What? I've been told, I have so, like, just awful sinuses, okay? And they're like, you should try a neti pot. You should do, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, I've had all of that happen up there. I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen if I do it, so I don't want to do that. Well, then my mom gets me one, is like, okay, we're going to try it. I'm going to stand right here, and I'm sitting here. I'm 32 years old, leaning over the sink going, Mom, I don't want to, you know? And she goes, no, I promise, I'll feel fine. So I go up, because I'm like, okay, which side, my bad side or my good side? She goes, well, let's try your good side first. So up the left nostril, I start squeezing it. I start feeling it come up till it hits like right in the bridge of your nose. And all of a sudden I start crying. And I'm like, this ain't right. Like, and I'm like, why is it kind of like, and then
this
I'm like,
is
I don't
not right.
cry from the top of my eyelid. Cause then it started coming out both like top and bottom. And so I stopped and I'm like, cause it's like, it's distilled water with like salt in there. And so I'm sitting there going, okay, no. She's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, no. And I was like, good thing I wore glasses because it would have taken my contact right out of my eye. And she's like, no way. So she's like, well, let's go up the right side. I was like, I don't want to do this again. So I did the right side like a dumbass. And I felt it again come up here. And that time actually did start coming down where it was supposed to out of the other nostril. But it shot out and spread, like I could feel it underneath my cheek go all the way into my ear, and then it went down my throat. So then I went to the doctor and I was like, okay, is that normal? Like, after having, because I was like,
it
I've
feels
had some
like
procedures
maybe no.
done. Like, have you heard of this happening before? And she's like, well, yes. Like, if you've had some things happen up there, like procedures, you probably shouldn't be doing them. Like,
you're the one that told me to use a neti pot.
Good.
Thank you. You know, like,
okay. Yes. These feel like questions that should have been asked.
Yeah.
Like, hey, have you ever had a shot through your nasal cavity? Maybe let's not do this.
Oh my lord.
So you're just like a human colander?
So is there just like loose water floating around still somewhere?
I was able to get a lot of it out. But it felt like a very weird situation for like 2 days in my head. But it came out. I hope all of it came out, but yeah.
Okay.
Oof.
Right?
Well, at least your eye was really clean after that.
Clean eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
clean air, yeah. You know. Yeah. But yeah, no, sorry to go off on that tangent, but I didn't, I was like,
yeah.
I messaged Hallie one day. I was like, hey, fun fact, can't do neti pots. And then she's like, wait, what? And I'm like, I'll tell you later. That made me think of it.
Yeah, I got too many holes. I got too many holes. Can't do that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And this is the last question.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Right.
Drum roll.
It's called A Sweet Disaster versus A Burning Nightmare. Would you rather try to escape the molasses flood in Boston, where a giant wave of molasses sweeps through the streets at 35 miles per hour and everything is touched and coated in a sticky, deadly embrace, or be caught in the circus tent fire in 1944, where you're surrounded by terrified families, animals, and performers all scrambling through the exits. Oh. And if you survive, you'll never forget the screams and the smoky smell of burnt popcorn.
Blech.
Not good. I don't know.
Oh, right? God.
Right?
This might be the hardest question of all.
This one's hard.
I think the molasses flood, because I would like seeing the animals be so scared. I would just, and the families, but I don't know.
I was actually listening to that episode before this. I only got halfway through, and I remember one of you guys saying something about the animals. There was a portal that they could go through. So were the animals okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
this was actually a question that I had.
So the animals actually were fine. They had there might have been like some minor burns, but they actually got out before the
people,
the fire, the fire really took over. And that was part of the problem, was normally what they would do is they would take those animal chutes and pull them away once the animals had been transported out after the act. And they didn't have time to do that because of when the fire happened. So those metal tunnels were blocking the exit.
Oh, no.
And it caused obvious problems. Because they were blocking the main exit.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I would have to say the molasses one, as horrible as that was, a fire. Like you said, even if you did survive that, I feel like that would be a different kind of trauma that I just could not handle. Also, sorry, I cannot get rid of my cat. Hold on. Please go.
No, I'm with you.
Okay.
For sure. Especially when there was no lights in there. Yeah. You couldn't see anything. Yeah. You were just hearing it all around you.
Mm-hmm.
The wax dripping down.
The wax.
Ugh.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they waterproofed the tarp with gasoline and paraffin wax. And it was like, a lot.
I remember you guys saying that and thinking to myself, what the? God. I definitely, working in construction again, I definitely love learning about old methods of building and things like that. And almost everything that we do in building nowadays is because we've done it a different way and learned a really hard lesson.
Yeah,
that did not work, and we are not going to do that anymore.
Yeah,
so that's very interesting.
Right, and it's like, what would have happened if they didn't use that?
Still probably would have been. I mean, just being in a tent
with so many people.
But anyways,
yeah, I'm with you.
That's a hard one.
I'm doing molasses.
Yeah,
and hoping you can see something to grab on and try to climb up.
Yeah.
Or just stay on the outskirts of it somehow. I don't know. It'd probably be a lot faster if you were gonna die from that. It would probably be a lot faster. It'd be terrible, but be a lot faster
for sure.
Depending.
Crazy. Oh my goodness, what a whammy of a last question. Goodness,
I know. That was
I should have saved the funny one for the end
to take us out on. Sorry. Oh my gosh.
No, it's fine. We always end on a bummer, I feel on our episode. I was like, okay, well, have a good night, I guess.
That's all we have for
you
today.
Hope you enjoyed. Question mark. We're going to go. Are you okay?
Just wait till Worst Ways to Die for the Renaissance.
I can't wait.
Because most of them are hilarious.
I'm so excited. Yes. Oh, we're going to have to do that
this weekend.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait.
That's exciting.
We're covering a really dark hometown macabre, too. You should save your episode for after, because...
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can good. Start.
Need a palate want, cleanser. We're doing the Clutter Family Murders for the hometown macabre. So sad.
Oh, I heard that. I think My Favorite Murder covered that, like, a while back in, like...
Ooh.
I don't know anything about it.
Good.
So
then I hope I wrote it
blind
for your thrill, because I tried to build it up.
Yeah, which I think this was going to be two episodes, people.
Sorry,
It really wasn't that many questions. It was just
but it's okay.
Question.
Right? They were very philosophical. I think I learned about myself and everyone
in
here.
The worst.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
we really know each other now.
Exactly. Yeah. We've been through a lot
in a way.
Yeah.
No.
Negative energy is not allowed.
We set the word.
Get that shit out of here.
Say it with authority.
Yeah. Can you please tell us where we can find you again?
Caroline, do you want to do it this day?
I'll do my best. You can find us on Spotify, pretty much wherever you find your podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, or I guess it's called Apple Music. What is it called? I'm letting you do it.
You were doing great.
I was
Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon. We're on Pandora, iHeartRadio, YouTube, all of the things. In fact, we would love to know if you are using something and we're not on there. Let us know, because that is a problem. We're also on Instagram at @livelaughlore_pod, and from there you can find more specifically all of the ways to contact us and look at our content.
It was so fun hanging out with you. I'm so glad we got to do this.
Awesome.
That was better than mine. Again. And listeners. Helped. Yeah, we definitely have to do this again.
Oh,
it was
definitely.
Fun. And maybe
crossover
episode.
Love to.
Listeners, please go check out Live Laugh Lore. Please contact us in any fashion. Our links are also in the show notes. We freaking love you. Season 3 is going to be a time. So, love you. Shock you later. Remember, have fun. Be safe. Be kind.
Bye.
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 All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.